We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
10:25 in the a.m. Hurdle and Savage just rolling through a Wednesday. 869-1240 on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Feel free to give us a buzz. Red Sox and Yankees about ready to resume probably the best rivalry in all of Major League Baseball, one of the best rivalries in all of sports, Cubs-Cardinals in baseball maybe notwithstanding, but going to play in jolly old England, in London, in fact, and are going to play on AstroTurf. Mm. Now, baseball is already a somewhat international game, but it's usually the other pond that they're flying over, the Pacific Ocean, or they're going south to Mexico, or maybe the Dominican. They've played in Cuba. They've played in Asia, obviously. But Europe, kind of an interesting move, Paul.
It is. And I guess my question to you is, why? Why go play in Europe? I think I know, but I think I want to hear what your thoughts are on why Major League Baseball thinks that this is a great move, and why, particularly, do you send the Yankees and the Red Sox? I think that's part of your answer, but why do you think this?
I think that if you are going to gauge the interest or try to open a revenue stream in a relatively untapped market, which I think Europe clearly is for baseball. And baseball is played over there. Don't get me wrong. It's played in the Czech Republic. It's played in Italy. It's played in Holland and the Netherlands. It's played. And they've got fairly good baseball over there. Nothing like even minor league baseball. But nonetheless, there's a potential for some interest there. My best guess is that it's a move being made to open up a market that has been underserved.
What kind of market? A market for play or a market for jerseys and concessions and those kinds?
Oh, yeah. I think
which?
A revenue stream. A revenue stream. I mean, maybe you develop players out of it at some point. It's a ways away from doing that now. But I think it's like putting NFL Europe. It was like the effort that the NFL made with NFL Europe and the World League or things of that nature, where they're just trying to open up different financial pockets. And it makes sense to me. Doesn't it to you? I mean, you're a capitalist.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the most capitalistic person I know.
It makes me it obviously you want to have the opportunity to expand your markets, and not only maybe for play, but also for all the other things that go along with it in terms of raising revenue. But I think to myself, which of the three major sports, at least in the United States, football, basketball, and baseball, which of those leagues actually puts its first franchise in Europe? And I'm going to count, London would probably be, we're going to count that as well.
Yeah,
but I mean, you've got markets like Berlin, you got Paris. I mean, you've got huge, huge markets, potential markets with huge population bases that could probably support a Major League Baseball or football or basketball franchise and probably do very, very well. Which of those three sports do you foresee in the future? And by the way, I don't know that it's that far off, but which of those three leagues do you see putting the first team in?
Football.
And football? Are you kidding me? Really?
No, and here's
why. Okay, why?
Because I think travel-wise, it makes the most sense. You only play one game a week. I think it's very difficult when you start rolling in the travel that you do in basketball, hockey, baseball. I think it's very difficult to have a a team in a European or an Oriental market be a part of Major League Baseball or the NBA. I think it would be hard. I think it would be you'd be doing so much traveling. And most of the traveling would be done from the team that's based in Europe, and they wouldn't have travel partners or places to play close. So every trip would be a long one. Every trip would be, 8 to 12 hours, right?
Right, or even longer, particularly if you're like
Seattle. Or even longer, yeah, depending on where you're going.
Yeah. So I think you might be onto something there. I hadn't really considered the travel aspect of it, although I thought to myself, well, basketball is certainly more developed in terms of European basketball because there's a lot of good basketball.
I just think that there are logistics challenges that come with more a team playing in Europe, the host team. I think it becomes much more of a challenge traveling.
Well, you would certainly.
For teams going over there, it's not that big a deal because you do it here and you do it there and that's it. Although teams in the same division end up playing each other four times a year. In the same conference, end up playing each other four times a year. That means two trips.
Well, you would certainly see longer, stays in the United States. Say you have a team in Paris. Obviously,
yeah, but how fair is that, Paul?
Yeah, in a lot of ways, it's not. But you might see like double the normal road games. I mean, if you're going to go to the United States and play, you're not just going to go in for a couple of series here or there and then fly back. You'll probably go and stay for a month. I mean, I'm assuming that's how they would do it. But with baseball, I just find it fascinating and I find it interesting. There's got to be a reason that Major League Baseball is playing this game. And there's got to be a reason why it's who's playing, why it's Boston, why it's New York. There's a reason baseball is doing this and using these two teams. Why not use Miami and Kansas City, for guys' sakes? Why the Red Sox and the Yankees?
Well, I mean, why not? I mean, the Red Sox and the Yankees are probably the two teams with the highest Q ratings of whatever kind of fandom there is in Europe for Major League Baseball. And I don't know what the answer to that is. I don't know how many. I mean, there's going to be a curiosity factor for seeing the Red Sox and the Yankees. It's American culture. It's American sports culture. That plays in Europe. So there'll be a curiosity factor. I don't know how many baseball fans live over there. There are certainly expatriates or people that are working in that London market that would be like, oh, my God, there's going to be a Major League Baseball game, and it's the Yankees and Red Sox. We're going. That's fine. That all makes sense to me. But I think you got two teams on the East Coast, so the travel is not as – it's not as challenging, but I think that, I think it makes perfect sense because what two better teams to send from a standpoint of name recognition than the Yankees and the Red Sox?
Right. Playing two games. I believe they're playing two games. Is that correct? I believe that is correct.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And so probably one game comes off of, Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium. Both will have maybe in a series between the two, one less game each at home. I'm guessing.
Yeah, that would be
so. That would seem fair. I just find it fascinating because I think it's probably a move to. There's no question; it's a monetary move. But I just don't know that baseball will have that interest that football might have had, the violence of football or basketball, because basketball has already now everybody understands how great the sport is in Europe and in Asia. And really around the world for basketball now. And you made a statement earlier in the show that when you've been to Europe over the last few trips that you've been, that the NBA is certainly a presence in terms of jerseys and hats and those kind of things. I find that fascinating that it's the NBA that's made the most inroads into Europe.
Yeah, and when I say Major League Baseball next, it's not necessarily Major League Baseball, but it's caps. You know what I mean? Like it represents the city. So you see New York and you see Chicago. I'm not so sure that they're Yankees fans or Cubs fans, but they're but they're fans of American culture, American sporting culture, and they rep a certain city, for instance, or they like a hat. I mean, I always, whenever I see people with Yankee hats on, because you know that I'm going to, you know, flip them a little bit of crap one way or the other, I always ask them, well, do you just like the cap or are you actually a Yankees fan?
Right. Right.
And there's more times than not, it's just, I just like New York.
I just like,
it's like,
yeah.
Okay.
There you go. And because, you know, in the States, we can deter a lot of information on sports gear. For instance, when I go to Colorado and stay for a few days, and you can walk around and I'll give you, for instance, I see 10-1 Denver Bronco hats versus Rockies hats. And I rarely see a Nugget hat. Every once in a while you see a Nugget hat.
Uh-huh.
But I think I can defer and I can make a conclusion that in at least Colorado Springs and the area into the mountains from Colorado Springs, that there are more Denver Bronco fans than there are Rockies fans. I think I can determine that based upon gear, hats in particular.
Yeah, gear.
Gear, yeah.
But the Rockies are picking up – but the Rockies are making up really good ground. They are. With their success over the last 2 years, and they're middling right now. But
we'll
see how that plays.
Yeah, they have.
But, I mean, you know, they're drawing 3 million fans.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're not chopped liver, I can tell you that. And the Broncos are time-tested and have great cachet because of that. But they need to pick it up a little bit because you've got two emerging franchises now, the Nuggets, who are coming off a 54-win season, and the Avalanche, who played into the Game 7 of the Western Conference semifinals, just a tick away from the Western Finals. And they're both really young, vibrant teams. And they played, both of them played 2 rounds into the playoffs. So, you know, there's more of a challenge for the market share, although not really because it's the Broncos. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I get it. Yeah. And there's no question. And it probably will be for the future. What it would take is a World Series championship for that distance between the two to be close some. But there's nothing like a World Series championship to take care of some of that. But it's still a ways off. There's no question.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great hockey town. They've won the Stanley Cup. And so it's a very good hockey town. They've never won the NBA championship. They've never been in an NBA championship final. That remains to be seen.
Thought this year maybe might be. Yeah. I swear.
Yeah, a couple of years away.
But still, a couple
maybe.
Of years. Yeah, we're
couple
or
of
as they
away.
Say, a couple of years from a couple of years away. No,
I would say that.
I'm
I would
joking.
Say within
I'm playing
two.
With you.
I would say within 2 years. They were. They had home court advantage in a game 7 of a semifinal, of a Western semifinal, and couldn't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. So I would say 2 years. 2 years they need to be competing for the Western title. The problem is that the Warriors are so much better than everybody. I mean, not just the Nuggets, but the Blazers and the Rockets and, you know, fill in the blank.
Well,
so
I still think that this is going to be an entertaining finals, and I still think it's going to be Milwaukee. That's going to be must-watch TV. I won't miss a game. I really won't. I will not miss a game between the Warriors and the Bucks. I'm just not going to. It's too interesting to me. It's too fascinating to me not to.
We'll
that's
see.
Just me. That's just me. I don't know.
We'll see. I don't know. Antonio Brown didn't show up for the first day of OTAs with the Raiders.
How about that? Well, my thoughts are, of course, that team is in a certain way a mess. And it's partly – and I'm a little surprised at that. I thought there would be within that coaching staff a little more – should I say a little more positiveness, a little bit more. There's a lot of neurotic people that are involved with the Oakland Raiders. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes, I think that they are. I think they're dysfunctional at best.
Dysfunctional might be a better word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. I like that word better than just a mess. But this goes back to Carr. This goes back to the coaching staff. This goes back to the GM. And this is, you know, all the rumors that we seem to have more rumors come out of the Raiders than we do any other football team, at least at this point, in, at a point of time. And this is a team that, that, quite frankly, somebody needs to get these guys focused and focused directly on the task at hand. Instead
come
of
on, Antonio
up.
Brown.
Yeah, come on. What's the deal?
Come on, Antonio. I mean, you know, you go through this press conference and you talk about honoring all the people that have been before you and the great people that have played in this franchise.
Bingo.
And bringing it back to greatness. And then you don't show up for OTAs, which I know are, they're not mandatory, but the optics look bad.
Very bad.
The optics look bad.
They
he
do.
May have had something to do, but come on, be there for the first day of work. That's all. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Be a leader.
Let's go. Be a leader. OTD coming up next, courtesy of Superior Rents. It happened on this day in history, May 22nd, as we continue, courtesy of Superior Rent at 21st and Ridge, your rental headquarters.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.